With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Divers have discovered wreckage and remains of crew members from a U.S. Air Force Osprey aircraft that crashed last week off southwestern Japan. The CV-22 carrying eight American crew crashed last Wednesday off of Yokoshima Island during a training mission. The body of one victim was recovered and identified earlier, while the seven others remained missing. Israeli military has renewed its calls for mass evacuations from the southern town of Khan Yunis, where tens of thousands of displaced Palestinians have sought refuge in recent weeks. Israel's widening its ground offensive and bombarding targets across the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network Israel is showing an abnormal amount of concern for civilian lives.
The IDF is operating with unusual care and restraint, as they always do, because they know, their leaders know, their elected leaders know, they are held to a unfair double standard by international opinion.
Also at SRNnews.com, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin denouncing those advocates, what he says are advocating for an American retreat from responsibility. In remarks at the Reagan National Defense Forum over the weekend, Austin says U.S. leadership is needed to help keep the world safe as possible in the face of conflict.
President Biden has said American leadership is what holds the world together. From Russia to China, from Hamas to Iran, our rivals and foes want to divide and weaken the United States and to split us off from our allies and partners.
News reports five people killed in a shooting in Washington State at home, where police say the deceased included the suspected shooter. Officers found the bodies inside the house in Orchards, Washington, about 10 miles northeast of Vancouver, Sunday afternoon. This is SRN News. They really are coming for your children.
The Wall Street Journal has been testing Instagram's Reels video service by setting up fake accounts pretending to be teenage boys and girls. What the paper found was that almost instantly those accounts were offered videos full of smutty content and overtly sexual adult videos. Experts have been warning for years that the algorithms that power many social media platforms are actively shopping salacious content to children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The vast majority of the scientific community in America does not believe in God. A West Virginia University study finds just 22% of graduate students in science say they believe in God. 20% describe themselves as religious. By contrast, nearly 80% of the American public believes in God. The West Virginia study finds many religious scientists report being mistreated by their colleagues because of their faith. This is SRN News. Ongoing redistricting issues in the Bayou State.
Louisiana lawmakers have until the end of January to draw and pass new congressional boundaries to replace the current map that a federal judge says dilutes the power of the state's black voters. Republican Governor-elect Jeff Landry has vowed to call a special session once he's inaugurated January 8th. Louisiana's current GOP-drawn map has white majorities in five of six districts, despite the fact black people account for one-third of the state's population. Jason Walker reporting.
U.S. and Israeli authorities say a small Western Pennsylvania water authority, one of several organizations breached by Iran-affiliated hackers who targeted a specific industrial control device. The reason? The device was made in Israel. More news at SRNnews.com.